All right, family, welcome back to the show, Black Business Spotlight segment. Rob, we got a lot of flavor on the screen right now, Rob.
A lot of flavor.
It's spicy, Kaya.
It's spicy.
Hunter. What'd you say, Kaya?
It's spicy in here.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to, we got Kaya Hunter. We also got Derek Lewis in the building. How y'all doing today?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good.
It's my Rob, little Rob. I ain't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted to get you on, Kaya, because it's been a heck of a week for you.
Yes,
it is. Yeah. Closing on the building in Muskegon Heights, Bernie Maffitt.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience. Yes. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
It just fell in our lap, and I couldn't pass up that opportunity. And just, it was everything. God just showed out with that one. So I'm super excited.
Did you see that blessing coming?
No, I did not. Just was in happenstance. One thing, you know, everybody sees that meme where the little girl is holding the little teddy bear. And then, but God has the big one behind his back.
Right.
So you got everything going. But God said, no, I'm going to take this one. Go on and let it go. And I'm going to give you something bigger and greater.
Wow. So you closed on the building, and you went on and say, forget this mortgage thing. We're not doing the mortgage thing.
Mortgages, but mortgage, we pay cash.
Right. And it dropped that cash on them.
We had to drop that cash. We couldn't let it go. You know, with a mortgage, it would have took too long to close. And then it was another offer on the table at the same time. And we just could not let that pass up. We had to get it.
Yeah.
And y'all
got it. So what's the plan? Plans for the building now?
So the plan is with keeping the nostalgia of the building and of Muskegon Heights. So we're going to keep the name Bernie Maffitt. It's going to be the Bernie Maffitt Place. So think of an urban Starbucks, a social business cafe where you can come in, sit down, bring your laptop, grab a cup of coffee, so a muffin, do your work. We even have, our offices are still going to be there with overcoming barriers. We're going to be manufacturing Kaya's Flavor Pack. The manufacturer is going to be in the basement. And then also we're starting out with the Jump High Institute, where we're going to be helping entrepreneurs start their businesses. We're going to be helping with business plans. We're going to be helping with connecting them to the right resources like the GPSU Hub, Innovation Center, all of that.
Oh, wow. That's a lot going on over there.
Yes. We're going to be the hub of Muskegon Heights.
And that's a great spot. I was raised right around the corner. I used to go over there in the morning time to get my hazelnut cappuccino back in the day.
We're
going to make sure we have some hazelnut cappuccino in there for you.
There you go. We're going to be in the building. So when do you think you're going to have this whole thing in motion there?
Within 30 days.
Wow. Really?
We ain't playing.
You must know somebody in the inspection department or something.
Yeah. With Google and God, you can do anything.
Exactly. Wow, that's y'all doing some numbers right there to get it going like that.
Yeah.
The
building was just preserved like perfectly. Like really, there's nothing that we have to do outside of cosmetic work.
Wow. Now, Derek, I know you got a role in here somewhere.
Yeah, so I'll be working with the Overcoming Barriers part, developing programs for our people with disabilities and like creating activities, and then probably doing maybe some evening events still pertaining to people with disabilities. I'll probably put together like a little poetry group for people with disabilities.
Okay.
And then I'll be working with Kaya also on the Jump High Institute part, helping people write their business plans, any business proposal. That'll be like my role with the Jump High. So just super excited about this, another jump, another leap, another chapter for overcoming barriers. So it's just kind of like a blessing. It is a blessing, actually.
It is a blessing. Now, how are you doing? I understand you was playing basketball. You went on for a dunk and you hurt your head. You hurt your feet. What happened?
I think what it was, you know, back in the day, I used to be a great basketball player, and I think them sprained ankles and injuries caught up with my 40s. But surgery was in July, and I just got out of the boot like about a week and a half ago. So I'm walking I have shoes on, no ankle brace. So my recovery has been actually almost 3 months. I return to work on Monday, which is October 12th, the day before 3 months of my surgery. So everything is going really well, recovery wise. I'm anxious to get back to work, especially having the new building in, just with us moving forward and creating and doing, you know, kind of what we do.
Right.
Full in helping people.
Yep. Right. To folks who don't know, Kaya, you were, was it a county job? You was working for someone? You was working for someone, right? And tell us about that and what made you decide to leave.
So basically, I was a case manager at Health West, the old CMH. The county of Muskegon, mental health. And so basically I was case managing people with disabilities and mental illness, but I just kept seeing a hole in the residential system. Either people had to be all the way in a specialized residential group home, or they're just out here with no supports. Mm-hmm. So I came up with the idea of creating an in-between spot of where you have like a community house, just in a regular community, not a group home, not anything like that. And just, we come in and service the people in their own home. So kind of like community living supports, but a group of people living together and having that peer support in the home. And developed that and did the big jump. I did the whole Steve Harvey, you know what, jump and let that parachute open. And I've just been gliding down, not without a few bumps in the road, but finding my way.
How long you been doing this on your own?
3 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your own building in 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
She got about 20 houses from what I understand.
Hey, city on lot.
But, in the community also.
Right, right.
Yeah, she bought the block, PA.
Right. Rick Ross, that's what he's talking about. Now, you know, this experience of seeing people own their own business, it started in your own household, right? Because your mom and daddy are business owners.
Yes. Rose and John. John S. Thornton Jr. and Rosie Lee.
Right.
Yes. Well, they did the big jump themselves 26, 27 years ago with having the house next door to them, being left to them by their neighbor, which was a blessing. And he pushed them to turning that into a home for people with disabilities. And from there, they did that for 26 years, housing over 20 people with disabilities and mental illness over the 26 years. So they were just ready to retire and asked me, was I ready? Wow. And so they pushed me to jump.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what would you want your legacy to be like 20 years from now, 30 years from
Ooh.
Now?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I want to be in the ranks of the Paul Billings. I want to be in the...
You already done that.
Muskegon Heights, you know, being that trailblazer to say, you know, you can do whatever you set your mind to. You know, the Willistine Wilkins, the, you know, the PAs, the Dr. Jackson, the Miss Patterson drugstores. You know, right. Smitty's Furniture. I just want to be in that. If I could be in that number of Muskegon Heights people,
the first
to do something and do it and show other people that they can do it too.
Well, your legacy's already done. Then you're done. You go ahead and retire now. Let them run it. How can a community support you? Because you got a lot going on, and we haven't gotten to your sauce yet. We got to talk about your sauce.
Just support the cafe when it opens. Like I said, we're calling it the Barney Matthew Place, the business cafe. You know, support. Come out, get a cup of coffee. Come out and get some muffins. We're going to be contracting with LaSalle Field Catering. She's going to have some sandwiches and stuff there. So, you know, just support. Keep us open. Even though we're still an office space, mm-hmm. still patronize us and come and get your resources, every resource that you need. Come and get it there.
So people will be able to maybe rent out the building for a board meeting or a little small gathering?
Small meetings. Okay. We don't know baby showers and that kind of stuff.
No,
it's business. But
right.
Yeah, meetings, small meeting spaces. It won't be like a private space or anything like that, but just, you know, you want to come and sit at a booth and have a meeting with somebody or have a space, you can do that.
You don't have to go out to Starbucks anymore.
No, exactly. No. And that's it. You know, Call it, we're going to be like the urban Starbucks.
Yeah,
that's what's up. We need that. God knows we need that.
Mm-hmm.
That
is so y'all awesome. Y'all gonna have free Wi-Fi?
Yes, free Wi-Fi.
What?
That's right. Some in the donation box.
I gotta have that free Wi-Fi.
So let's talk about your season, Kaya's favorite pack. How things going there?
It's delicious.
Right.
Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah, the flavor feel. That started out. Oh, look at me. Hey. you know, my love of Creole soul, Cajun food. Used to do the crab boils all the time. You know, my house was full of people, 200 people at a time.
Best crab boils ever.
Yeah, those crab boils, they said we was like the carnival. We would come in, have a good time, and then pack up and leave. So that just started. And so I was like, well, everybody loves the seasonings. I couldn't sell the plates like I was doing. So why don't I package the seasonings and people would still have to come to me with that flavor and to get that flavor and that taste. And it just took off. So I want to apologize to the people who are waiting right now. After this building, I ain't still doing my packs. Right. But we're revamping everything. We got new logos. We got new labels.
I think did we lose you for a second? You bet. We got you there. We lost you for a second. Go ahead. Repeat what you said about apologizing to some of your people.
Yeah, I just want to apologize to some of my customers or my flavor crew, because a lot of people are waiting for the packs to come back. Right now, we're just revamping. We're upgrading our labels. We're upgrading our procedures. We're upgrading everything. So stay tuned for that next drop, because it's going to be a big one.
What about the plates and silverware? When they coming out? Paul, you didn't see the plates she got. She got some. Woo-wee.
Oh, I saw that. Was it gold? I think I saw it in the video.
Silverware,
coasters.
I think cups, coasters.
Yeah. The gold coasters, the gold plates,
the cups.
We got everything. We got. We even have aprons.
Yep. Eating like royalty.
Eating like royalty. I want everybody to eat like royalty.
Now, your seasoning can be on a variety of different foods. And up there right now, we got some baked turkey wings with potatoes.
Yeah.
But talk about some of the things that people have used your seasoning on.
Ooh, they've been putting everything, anything. a big one is eggs. Like, it was designed designed for seafood crab boils.
Uh-huh.
I think my brother started putting it on his ribs to season his ribs as like a rib rub.
Uh-huh.
Chicken, then it went to
I put it on pork steak, it on rice.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond seafood. I think someone had put something on some spaghetti.
Yes, but spaghetti. Shanika and Aaron Brown.
I put on spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Shanika and Aaron Brown, they had a whole argument the other night. That come in the Raymond noodles no more. They just put Kaya's flavor on it. They throw the little pack away.
Well, I know I have used them on fries. Mm-hmm. I've used them on fish.
Yes.
Of course, on salad.
Uh-huh.
And I got a very restricted diet. So whatever, pretty much everything I eat, I can put your seasoning on.
Fresh vegetables.
Yes. I got a pack here. I got a pack down in Florida.
Okay. All right.
And when it's there, it always seems like it just light. It adds light where there's darkness in the food. The food might be cooked good, but it just needs some spiciness. You know how we like that little spiciness, like putting wax on the car. You know, it adds that to the food. And I gotta give it to you. You got something going on there, sis.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You need some investors.
If we always get to that point, always, you know what I'm saying? If we get to that point where we need to do that.
Hey, Ron, we might want to get in on this, man. It's staying right here.
Yeah, on the bottom floor of it.
Oh, yeah, it's about to. But she already passed the bottom floor. But she above that level right now. It's in the store. You got a store here that your product is in right now, right?
Yeah, Boomtown Market, right downtown on Western Avenue, Boomtown. Dana, she's awesome. She was just so open. She reached out to me and was like, hey, I hear about you and I would love to have you in the store. And it has sold out at least 4 times already at Boomtown Market.
Wow. How did that make you feel to see the love that you get?
It's just, it makes me ecstatic. It makes me almost nervous too at the same time. You know, like it's just fun. It makes me feel good.
Wow.
You know how your big grandmama used to be like, oh, you better eat that food, and then she sit back and be like,
it's good, ain't
it? Exactly. Jennifer Ross said, hey, friends.
Yeah, hey, Jen.
And also Leah Copperner, she said, how much to get in? You got to create some of them stocks out there, Kaya. But you might not need any money now. You good. You might be on the path.
Yeah, she hitting millions now. She good.
On the way. Like that. So anything else you want to share with the listeners?
Anything you want to stay tuned for the Jump High Institute. All of you guys out there who are have something that you're dreaming about and you want to jumpstart it into reality and get your small business started, we're going to be here for you with the resources. We're going to be here with you to help you get those business plans together. So Jump High Institute is coming soon. Stay tuned for the drop of the next flavor pack. Stay tuned for the opening of the Bernie Matthew Place.
And our skill building program. Yep. And working in small groups from poetry to personal stuff to men and women's club. It's just a ton of things that's about to take place.
So spoken words events at Bernie Matthews?
It probably will be some.
Ooh, wow, Rob. Look at that, bro.
Oh, man. Shout out to Joey Williams. We have him doing a mural inside the building to kind of capture the essence of Muskegon Heights and the flow of the years over time. So we're bringing all of that Heights flair and that love of Muskegon Heights into the building.
Kai, that moment that you signed that paperwork, explain that moment, what it's like.
Freedom. Mm.
Yep.
Freedom.
Free.
So back in the day, that 40 acres and a mule, you know? Yeah, forget that mule. Give me 40 acres and a
right.
mule. Right. 40 yeah, million. Give me that.
Yeah, give me that land. I get that mule. I get the mule. Just give me the land.
Give me that.
On a personal level, how are y'all babies doing? I know all of y'all kids are grown now, and they seeing y'all successful. How are they responding to mom's success?
Donovan, my youngest, he's just super excited. He was calling, talking about congratulations. Can I come work there? And you know that's y'all boy from the.
Oh yeah, Donovan, that's my man. Where's he at now?
He's at Orchard View still. He's a senior year.
Senior.
Okay.
I'm even in this pandemic, he's getting his straight A's, so I'm proud of him. Venus is down in Jackson, and Kylan is here working and doing her thing.
Kylan looked like a supermodel, looking like you.
Right.
Found herself. Yeah.
Son, Monte Hunter, who's doing his thing with Hunter Renovations.
Okay. Now, how are your kids doing, Derek? Are they doing
my kids are doing pretty good. My oldest one is in Indiana. She's back to work, looking to go to school for a CNA. And then my youngest one, Laura's willing, will finish up and get her high school diploma. And it's been a challenge. Matter of fact, I just put this out there. We're about to start a podcast entitled Grammy Life.
Yes.
Somebody
said, you don't look like a granny.
I know, right? So my daughters and I are about to start this podcast. So I just basically just talk about life as being a young grandmother, because I was 38 when I became a grandmother. So just kind of talk about the struggles, the challenges, and then the adjustments and then the adaptation. But other than that, my oldest one has worked for Kaya. So she yes. knows when she comes home, she's trying to pick up shifts. Mm-hmm. And I think my youngest one had mentioned about maybe getting mm-hmm. into this field. But other than that, she's more into starting her own business and selling hair products, wigs, and stuff like that. Right. So I would like to help her get her little business off mm-hmm. and jumping, because she sees her auntie Kaya.
Right.
And so, you know, so the babies are doing good, and I got a new grandson. So I hope to meet him next month. He just turned a month old yesterday. So, you know, life right now is really good. It's peaceful and it's calm.
Yep.
That's what's up. Yep. That's what it's all about. One last question, Rob. You got something, man.
No, you're doing good. I like getting okay. all this good news.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I can't wait to walk in there and get on the Wi-Fi.
Right, the Wi-Fi. That's what we called it back in the day, right?
Yeah.
So, what kind of advice could each of y'all give to someone who is contemplating starting their own business?
Well, I would tell them, you know, you gotta, we live in a day and time where you truly just have to walk by faith. You know, if there's anything that you want to do, you just have to put it out there, pray about it, write it down, and then just take that leap, just jump, and just really allow God to, you know, you can't be afraid, you know, to take that next step. A lot of people are working jobs, but they're miserable. You know, your hobby, you're turning your passion into a career. You know, there's been a lot of businesses that have been created during the pandemic.
Exactly.
A lot of business. So I'll say, put it out there, pray about it, and then just jump. Where you got a good or a bad ankle, just do it.
That's what's up. What about you, Kaya?
Listen. Are just afraid of what their passion is. You may have a purpose. Your purpose may be your 9-to-5, and there's nothing wrong with that. Yes, you can keep your 9-to-5 and still go after what your passion is. Let your purpose meet your passion. Don't be afraid to connect the two. My purpose is overcoming barriers and helping people with disabilities, but my passion is Kaya's Flex Packs. Why not mesh the two together and still do what you got to do and have fun at the same time?
Yeah. There you go. All right. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Don't y'all got somebody else to shout out?
Who?
What sorority y'all belong to?
Oh, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Yeah. And shout out to the hubby, Derek Hunter.
Shout out. Significant other, Teresa.
Yes.
All righty. Thank y'all. Peace and blessings to both of y'all.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. This is the best thing of the week. This is the best interviews like this. We can do this all day.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So God bless. Love you, ladies. Take care. Make sure you have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. How you doing in the background, too?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings.
Stay tuned.